This is Pat Bode, host of 900 Views podcast, a community and arts building podcast. And our guest this week will be Ryan Tapete, a mainframe multimedia artist who's done quite a bit of work with murals with Third Space DSM. And Ryan, one of the things we didn't really get to touch on fully in the interview is kind of the work that you've done in the past, not just the actual murals themselves, but when working with Brian Bonanno and others at Third Space, how you've broadened that work into bigger community building than even the mural alone might be. Can you tell us a little bit about how that's worked in the past?
Yeah, so you know, a lot of this is touching on what Third Space does and what Brian does over there. You know, I've been working with them for a couple of years now, and I think the big thing that was an aspect that I'd never seen before was when Brian started his community space, which was on East Grand in Des Moines, Iowa. What that was a space that was his, and he would kind of let the community take it over whenever they needed it. And they didn't have to rent it. So like an example of, so say if someone wanted to give guitar lessons to the community, that would be a place that they could do it and they wouldn't have to charge rent for it. And what was great about that space is I started to kind of help Brian make a little gallery into that space. So, you know, we found like local artists in the neighborhood and, you know, put together a little gallery for that. And then we started doing live painting at these community events. And that was really great. What Brian was doing was that a lot of these events that he was putting on at his building, he would invite the whole community around. So he would pay for a food truck to come out and give tacos to the community. He would get a bounce house for kids. And there was, this aspect of like a community party, a block party that I kind of hadn't seen in years, probably since I was a little kid, coming together. And I think that was a really great thing that Third Space was doing, and I was lucky to be a part of some of these. It's hard to say how this will shift in the future. You know, obviously having a block party with multiple people in a bounce house full of kids is not something that we can do right now. So it'll be interesting to kind of see how our things shift. I know that we've talked about maybe making like an online marketplace for some local artists to kind of, like a little web page where people can kind of throw their stuff on and for their art products on and people can come and purchase them from the website. So similar to like a digital gallery, I guess. So my take on this is I think that's where everything's going to kind of shift, is more of this digital world gallery or this digital interaction. And I think that's a safe bet, not only for the artists, but for the people that are representing these artists too.
So, but based on the interview you and I just completed that I hope folks will tune into, I would submit that you probably think this is more of a temporary thing and not what you'd like to see for the future. Is that fair, or am I being too presumptive?
I hope so, but I mean, there's so much unknowns about, you know, going forward and how we're going to be able to interact with community again, whether that just means we all wear masks in the gallery, I don't know, or if like the gallery is actually going to be shut down for a while. You know, using a gallery as an example, it's really kind of hard to say just because there's so many unknowns of what's going on in our current state that, I think there's such a big question mark on what is going to come next.
Well, please join Ryan and me for our upcoming interview on the 900 Views podcast. You're going to find he has an excellent, really, perspective on all of this and how he's working through it. I think it'll be inspiring to a lot of folks. Ryan, thanks for joining us for 900 Views.
Thank you.